The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senators Gilman and Holman are excused from the call of Senate today. Senator Holman is present.
Let us pray. Good morning, God. Grant that this day be a messenger of good tidings to us all. Bestow upon each of us a life of health, sustenance, and contentment. And help us to spend this day in the love of Thee and in Thy service. Amen.
Mr. Wyatt.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the current session journal.
Without objection, no order. Secretary certified records of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 153rd and 154th legislative days.
For the 153rd and 154th days be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Guests, bring it up. Senator Parker.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, those of us in Fairbanks are very pleased to have with us for the first time a constituent from who lives on Rosie Creek Road, Ms. Karen Bowrick.
With her is her father, who came all the way up from Longboat Key, Florida, to visit Mr. Niels Malmquist.
Nice to have you both.
Thank you.
Are the messages from the governor today?
We have no messages from the governor today.
The message is from the House.
Message of June 11. The House passed Senate Bill Number 331 amended. Disqualification, suspension, removal, retirement, and censure of judges, and implementing Article 4, Section 10 of the State Constitution with the following amendment. House CS for SB 331 June, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Rodney, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous
consent that Senate Bill 331 be held on the Secretary's desk Senate Bill 331 be held on the Secretary's desk for one additional day.
That is the only message from the House.
Communications?
We have no communications today.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 36 June, privilege not to disclose source of information, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute for new title. And a majority no recommendation. Signed Senator Rody, Chairman, concurring Senators Parr and Holman. HB 36 has no further referral. However, it did have a due pass from the State Affairs.
Rules Committee.
Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 92, Library Assistance Grants, and recommends due pass. Signed Senator Danker, co-chairman, concurring Senators Stimson, Ferguson, Eliason, Stojadowski, and Sackett. House Bill 92 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 131 pass increasing state aid to health facilities and hospitals and recommends due pass with an amendment. Signed Senator Stimson, signed Senator Danger, co-chairman, concurring Senators Stimson, Stradulski, Ferguson, and Eliason. There also is a new fiscal note. HB 131 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 252, Finance Amended, Obligation of Landlords, and reports back as follows. Senator Rody, Chairman, and Senator Parr signed due pass. Senator Holman signed the recommendation. House Bill 252 has further referral to Labor and Commerce. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 276, Mortgage Assistance for Members of the Alaska Delegation to the U.S. Congress, and CSHGR 32, Judiciary Amended, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to membership of the Commission on Judicial Qualifications and recommend they be placed on the June 15 calendar. Signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Danforth, and Ziegler. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Reports of special committees.
June 11, 1981. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the pre-conference committee considering SB 171 amended, jurors and jury panels, and House CS for Senate Bill Number 171, Judiciary Jury Service, recommends pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill number 171, an act relating to jury service and providing for an effective date, be adopted. Signed, Senate members, Senator Parr, Chairman, Senator Bodie and Gilman, House members, Representative Brown, Chairman, and Representative Clarkson.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the pre-conference committee report for Senate Bill 171 be accepted by the Senate.
Question is, shall pre-conference committee report for Senate Bill 171 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? The secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 6 nays, 1 excused, and 1 absent.
Pre-conference committee report has been adopted.
That is the only pre-conference, the only special committee report today.
Are there resolutions for introduction?
Senate Resolution number 16 by Senator Kelly relating to the intersection of Muldoon Road and Lubin Avenue in Anchorage.
Transportation.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 34 by Senator Parr relating to World Food Day.
Health, Education, Social Service.
Senate Joint Resolution number 52 by Senators Bradley, Petula, Kelly, Coleman, Gilman, Coletta, Stimson, and Rohde and Parr, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to allowing state debt to be contracted for loans as authorized by law.
Judiciary and Finance, the Commerce Committee may wish to go ahead.
Those are the new resolutions today, Mr. President.
Are there bills for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill number 599 by Senator Bradley, an act relating to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and establishing in the corporation a general obligation bond loan fund for veteran housing and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Labor, Finance.
Senate Bill number 600 by Senator Bradley, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $182 million for loans for housing for veterans, providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Labor, Finance.
Those are the new bills today.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. The first item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 276.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 276 be placed at the bottom of the calendar. We have a committee substitute, and as such, it's being duplicated now, so each member will have a copy of it.
Not objection. First item on the daily calendar is committee substitute House Joint Resolution 32.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 32, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to membership of the Commission on Judicial Qualifications. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends due passive amendments. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring, Senator Parr, and Senator Ray. The Judiciary Amendment on page 1 in the title strike the words membership of. On line 12 and 13, delete qualifications, insert conduct.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move the Judiciary Committee amendment. Mr. President, the amendments are relatively technical in nature. The question of whether the word qualification rather than conduct should be used arose in committee, and everybody agreed that that was more descriptive of the events that, or rather the duty that the committee had. I would ask unanimous consent, Mr. President.
Without objection, the amendments are adopted.
There are no other amendments.
In absence of further amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 32 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 32, Judiciary, amended Senate, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the Commission on Judicial Qualifications.
Before you for discussion debate, ready for the question? question is, shall committee substitute House Senate Resolution 32 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so, House Resolution 32 amended is passed the Senate. Do we have the copies of the proposed rules, Chairman?
Mr. President, I'd like to bring up my reconsideration of House Bill 297 this time.
Reconsideration of House Bill 297 is taken up. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 297, Finance. An act making various appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill Number 297 be held in third reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, it's so ordered. Bill Number 297 will be on tomorrow's calendar. Mr. Finance Chairman.
Brief at ease.
We'll stand at ease.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill Number 276 be returned to the Rules Committee.
Without objection, it's so ordered. We're down to unfinished business. Senator Fogg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the House Committee would like to waive SCR 34 related to World Food Day.
Yes, without objection. Are there items under special orders?
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we under special order?
Yes, sir, we are.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to the privilege of the floor to talk about anything I want to.
Jack.
Well, okay. Maybe I better be more specific.
Almost anything.
About organization.
You have the floor, Senator.
You know, and I won't take just a minute of the committee's time, but maybe it'll save me some time with members of the press and others that seem to be overly concerned about what senator had what participation in what's happening in the other body. And I'm tired of saying the same thing over and over every 5 minutes in the hall. About every 5 feet out here in the halls, our Capitol 81 or someone is jerking me around to get a picture and get my opinion on something. Now, I'm going to say this one time for the press and everyone else, and I don't want to be asked that anymore. And I hope they're listening. Apparently, there was some rumor started, and there's many flying in the halls, as everyone knows, that what my participation was in what happened next door, I suppose because of being a Republican and a close friend to the minority leader and other things. I'm here to tell everybody, including the press, that I probably learned about that after the most of you did in this body. And I did not have anything to do with it. I had never discussed that with Representative Hayes before the day that I found out about it, which was a few hours before it happened. And I think, as you know, Mr. President, you knew about it before I did. So I won't deny that there was a The reason I said that is because I had the occasion to run into you that late evening and Thursday evening, and you told me you just heard it. So I think it's clear that most of us are of the opinion that we shouldn't go over and try to get involved in the other body's affairs. I don't necessarily share that. If I wanted to, I would. But in this case, I think it's individually. Each person makes his own decision, but I don't know of any rule that says you can or can't. It's just kind of a standard procedure, and I didn't do it. So I'm going to say that one more time. Somebody came to me one time, maybe a week in advance of that happening. And it was not Hayes, it was just a member of the House, and told me that they thought that there was so much disrest and stuff that that could be a possibility. I didn't think it was, said so, never heard any more about it until somebody told me that late evening. They said, say, I think there's going to be an attempt to do this or that tomorrow morning. And that's when I learned about it. So for the press and everyone else, get it straight. I didn't have anything to do with it. Thank you.
I told you not to get up here.
Mr. President, perhaps it might be appropriate to end the session on a quote from Shakespeare, who said, "Methinks the lady doth protest too much." Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in recess to the call of the chair approximately 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes, the recess is just to accept information coming over from the body. If, in fact, there are reconstituted changes and so on, I would invite them if they wish to be here for the purposes of the Senate also reacting to those. I think it's more than a skeleton session. However, no bills or major things will take place outside of the possibility of trying to bring this to a conclusion. Your conference committee additions, subtractions, or replacements could possibly happen. Is there further before the body? Senator Ray.
Which side are you going to take messages from over there, Mr. President?
I suspect that we'll come in at 2 o'clock and adjourn. That would be my belief. And I don't think we ought to wait 24 hours to find out. Senator Bennett.
Mr. President, I think probably it's only fair to alert people. There may be a Finance Committee meeting tomorrow morning, and if there is, it'll be posted on the bulletin board, and bills will be taken up once we obtain some semblance of a priority.
Any questions?
Mr. President, I renew my recess motion.
Senate, please come to order.
Mr. President, I would move that we recess to call the chair at 4 p.m.
Mr. President, I understand that there won't be any action in the House, so we can adjourn until 10 a.m.
Then I would amend that to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Mr. President, if we can hold off for a second, I would just like to advise the members that a grand...
Order. Question? Order. Question? For adjourn.